Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Grote. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ernie Broglio. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting sixth. The catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Gibbon. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Joe Gibbon. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball four. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner takes first base on ball four. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Skinner. The throw from Oliver and he is out, Javier applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. Javier reaches second base with a double. James moves to third. Ernie Broglio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broglio strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burgess moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burgess moves to third. Mazeroski moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is walked intentionally. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibbon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-1 in the game. Schofield is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Verdon hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Skinner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-1 in the game. Altman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. James takes first base on ball 4. Boyer moves to second. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Braulio covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio is 0-for-1 in the game. Braulio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood bunts towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Braulio moves to second. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braulio scores. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Groat moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Burgess fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibbon strikes out. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-2 in the game. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield misplays the ball. That's an error on Schofield. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Braulio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 0-for-2 in the game. Verdon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skinner takes first base on ball 4. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Verdun moves to third. Two outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Verdun scores. It's Cardinals, 1, Pirates, 1. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-2 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey bunts in front of the plate. Oliver fields it and throws to first for the out. Mazeroski moves to second. One out. Joe Gibbon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibbon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibbon hits a ball on the ground towards second. Grote fields it and tags Mazeroski, for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-3 in the game. Schofield hits a line drive into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boyer strikes out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. James hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Altman. The throw from Burgess and he is safe. Altman steals second. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Verdun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Verdun hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenon is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenon strikes out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Braulio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braulio moves to second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mazeroski. The throw from Oliver and he is safe. Mazeroski steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell pinch hits for Joe Gibbon. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mazeroski moves to third. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Braulio covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Harvey Haddix now pitching. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenon scoops it up and throws to first, with Haddix covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cardinals 1. And the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-4 in the game. Schofield strikes out. 1 out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Skinner hits a pop-up towards short. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. James hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-4 in the game. Oliver is called out on strikes. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Burke pinch hits for Ernie Broglio. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Harry Fanouk now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-4 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burgess hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clemente moves to third. Vern Law pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to home to get Clemente. Law moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Law moves to third. Mazeroski moves to second. Johnny Logan pinch hits for Harvey Haddix. Ron Taylor now pitching. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roy Face now pitching. Elmo Plaskett now catching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski misplays the ball. That's an error on Mazeroski. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Grote bunts towards the mound. Face fields it and throws to first for the out. Flood moves to second. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. White is walked intentionally. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. White moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Cardinals. Bob Veal now pitching. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a pop-up towards short. Schofield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. James hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 0-for-5 in the game. Schofield takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Javier catches it and throws to first to double up Schofield. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Skinner for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 2, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 1. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.